This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Elon has left the building.
Yep.
Biggest story in the country. Elon has left the building.
Which was scheduled.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? It's the way that he left that's getting a lot of attention and causing a lot of scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
On behalf of Republicans, because he did this interview with CBS, and you were right. Yes, he was scheduled to leave, but he's leaving in total frustration with the losers we call the GOP leadership in Congress.
So, you know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it. And undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came along. I mean, like, everything he's done on Doge gets wiped out in the first year.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful. But I don't know if it could be both. My personal opinion.
Yeah, that's the money quote right there. And he's right.
Yeah, and, you know, overnight we're getting some idea of the cost here. And I talk about this every day mm-hmm. because I see it in my house. What, my own home, what is the cost of what Congress is doing? The in-style thing among MAGA Republicans, some talk show host, if you say what I'm about to say is to scream rhino at you and shut up, you hate Trump. But I want to tell you what the cost is because I talk about it every day. The American dream. They spent the American dream. They spent your children's dream. What dream am I talking about? The dream of middle-class homeownership. We finally have some numbers on that, and it is shocking. The median age, home buyer median age was 31 in 1981. In 2020, before the steal began, run equally by Republicans and Democrats in Congress now, we will say, because that's the case. In 2020, the median age was 37. Homebuyers in America. What is it today? 56. It's 50.
You're kidding me.
I am not.
56 is the median age?
Yes. I've been trying to tell people how bad this is. And the reason people don't know how bad this is because everybody's got like a mortgage at 3%, 2%, whatever, and they're sitting still. They haven't tried to go out in the market and buy a house. They haven't seen what happens. Congress stole the dream of home ownership when they spent it. And they want you to shut up and let us spend some more. That's what the price is. I've been saying for a long time, it's not free when you spend this amount of money. What is the cost? Home ownership. My kids aren't going to own a home. I bought my first home and renovated it when I was 23 years old. Flipped it. At one point, I owned four of them. That is impossible for my children. They will be lucky to own a home in their 30s. Congress did that. That's the price. This money printing ain't free. Now, just to give you some idea of how fast this is going up, in 2023, the median average age of home buyers was 49. Today it is 56. I will never forget going to Europe on a road trip with my cousins when I was 22. We went hiking, had an amazing time. And at the time I was working my first job, I was at a construction company. I went to an employment agency and they sent me down. I was a secretary in the trailer. And that's what I did all day. We built stuff. And a lot of, I coordinated jobs. I coordinated contractors coming in and coming out. They check in with me, check out, all that stuff, right? First thing I noticed, there's no grading going on in Europe. There are no construction sites in Europe. None. That's crazy. There's no construction equipment in Europe. You don't see it. We drove from one end of the, you know, we went all over the place. There was none. What the heck? Everything was old. We stayed with members of our family because I have a very large family. We stayed with members of our families. We made our way across Europe as much as we could. And only one set of family members owned a home. It was old, by American standards, decrepit. It still had wallpaper from the 1980s. They couldn't afford to renovate it. But they had inherited it. That's why they had it. And I thought, my God, I returned to America. I wanted to fall down on the ground and kiss it. I did. We didn't understand how we lived. Well, the Republican Congress is doing that to you now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe Biden did that to you. The COVID spending did that to you. That's the price here. And this is what Elon Musk is fighting so hard against. And yet, we have these MAGA influencers who, if you post this, will tear you to pieces. I gave you another example the other day on this show, driving around with my son in some, you know, more rural areas near where I live. All these neighborhoods that were started kind of as COVID broke and then stopped and then they've resumed. They have gone from house for sale neighborhoods to rental neighborhoods. They're entirely rental. American dream's done. Of home ownership, anyway, it's over. What's next? We have one car instead of two? I mean, this is where we're going to go print it and steal your car. They steal through printing and devaluing your dollar and crushing your lifestyle. And that is what Elon Musk tried to fight. Now, the good news, and I want to talk about this because this is fantastic news. Absurd news, yes, but fantastic news on the other end. Doge is still notching victories. They're still notching victories. Number one victory, as Elon Musk blistered everybody involved here, and he didn't name names, he didn't have to, the Doge cuts trended again and again and again and again on X, despite the MAGA influencers trying to stop it. And it didn't stop. And this forced Mike Johnson, our useless Speaker of the House, to actually have to acknowledge this. The hysterical part, Lee, the hilarious part, he tweets about everything the Republicans are doing to cut spending from vacation. He's on another vacation. He's the speaker. He could say no vacation. Nah, Mike won't do that. Trump's agenda might roll forward because there's a lot of good stuff in a big, beautiful bill. Can't have that. Can't have immigration enforcement. No, no. But the good news is he's saying, we'll do it, we'll do it. We'll do some Doge cuts. So the pressure's good. We're getting somewhere there. The other really cool thing that just happened, and I can't tell you how big of a deal this is and how absurd this is. Lee, I've been saying we're going to find out that a lot of the theft of the American dream through the printing of money went to fund outright fraud. They literally stole it. Had a major court decision overnight, and there's so much news today, it's not getting a lot of attention. This is big. Doge won the right to access, get this, all of the Treasury payments. Wait. We weren't allowed, Trump administration was not allowed to see the payments? Uh-uh. No. Specifically, Lee, Scott Bessent, who, get this, runs the Treasury?
Yeah, the guy that writes, well, theoretically or metaphorically writes the checks.
Yeah. The guy who's responsible for the checks that go out and having them be legal and non-fraudulent and real and the people he's paying being real was not allowed to see the payments, all of them. Specifically, what he wasn't allowed to do was send Doge in. Okay, Doge, federal employees, they answer to Bessent and they answer to Trump. The Democrats, for a very curious reason, did not want Bessent to be able to do his job, to see those payments, to get into the back end of the system where the payments are made so we can see who are they going to. Why would you sue to stop that?
Because you've got something to hide.
Massive something to hide. So $1.7 trillion in payments go out the door at the Treasury every year. We won yesterday. Judge finally capitulated. Democrats, unless they want to go ahead and appeal this to the Supreme Court, go ahead, do it. Show the country you don't want us to know who's getting paid because it's you. You're stealing the money. You know, and people keep saying, well, I'm sure Republicans are stealing it too. Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, I don't care. I don't care who's stealing it.
I don't either, but I'm sorry, Republicans aren't suing to stop this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Democrats suing to stop this. They lost yesterday. We finally get to see all the payments. I can't wait. I can't wait. And the good news is, Bessent, you know, almost 4 weeks ago now, let it fly during a committee hearing. Hey, over a third of the payments appear to be improper. Improper is the word he used. He means fraud. Over a third? Lee, that's the deficit. Anyway, we wipe out two-thirds of it if that's the case. And you can tell what they're doing. They don't want to tell Congress the number. Because Mike the Knife and John Thune will go ahead and steal it. They'll just go ahead and spend it. They don't want to tell him. They're keeping it on the down low, which is how you have to act now. You have to keep the money away from the Democrats who will steal it and the Republicans who will spend it. The good news is, as well, after all the screaming and yelling on Twitter, people were just, they were hurt. They were heartbroken after everything Elon Musk gave for this country to watch him walk out in frustration like this. And that is propelling the first rescission bill forward. That's good news. A lot of good news today, too. I'll tell you about it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.